Here's something we hope you'll really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is up, everybody? All you content people. I need to come up with a community name. Help me out in the comments if you're watching. Is it creator people, content people? Not creator people. That sounds dumb. Anyway, let me know what you think. I'm never really good at coming up with names for my community or people in my world, in my space, but I think they're really fun and open up a lot. Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling on. I got a super fun show lined up for you today. I'm going to be joined in a second by my co-host, my Friday co-host, Sid Meadows. So I've recruited him to come and co-host some shows with me. He's going to be joining me. We got a fun show lined up. We're going to be talking all about the content creation workflow. And we're going to kind of ping off each other, share some tips, tricks, strategies, and compare notes, all that kind of fun stuff. So if you're a content creator, get your pen and pencil out. Maybe you'll learn something. Or jump in the chat. Let us know where you're watching from. Give us your tips. Give us your strategies. And as always, if you have a question, be sure to hit Q:, and ask your question. Or if you're over on Bullhorn, you can ask your question over there in the little questions section. They have questions and a general chat. So just put it in the questions department, and we'll get to them and answer those questions for you. Now, I'm going to bring on my friend, who also, just like me, cooks bacon with his shirt off, Sid Meadows. What's up, Sid? Hold on 1 second. I got to unmute you. I always forget to unmute the guest. I knew Sid was going to be making noise over there, so I had to mute him. What's up, man?
Man, good afternoon, Billy. It's good to see you. And yeah, I do not cook bacon with my shirt off, mind you.
I do, just because I'm hot, and then I regret it every time because then it like splatters
as
on me.
As you should.
Yeah, right.
As you like, should, yeah.
I'm just that baller, dude. I don't care. That's how much I don't care. I just ball out and take my shirt off and cook bacon. But man, how are you doing? Good week?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day in Texas today. The sun is shining. It's about 70 degrees, so it's perfect. Weather, you know, we get this weather about 2 weeks in the spring and about 2 weeks in the fall.
And you're still wearing a sweater at 70 degrees?
It's cold, dude. It's chilly outside. The wind's blowing and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, as you know, I'm in Puerto Rico and I survived the Puerto Rican blackout of 2022. So we're back.
I think that's great too. Yeah, I listened to you bitch and moan about it the whole time. It was blacked out. So
yeah, man. Hey, my kid listens to this podcast, by the way. You better watch that link. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, sorry, we have to mark this.
No, he's watching Peppa Pig or something. He doesn't care. But yeah, man. So we weren't live yesterday. I wasn't live because we had a blackout. Yep. So reschedule my friend Kane. So I am gonna bring him on, talk about building a podcast community. But I'm super excited, Sid, to jump into the show with you. And I'm going to let you do some segments. And the first one is my new Tool Time segment. So you guys check this out.
What? It's Tool Time with Creating Daily.
All right. There you go, Sid. So you got some updates from Canva that you want to talk about, which I use this platform all the time and have no idea anything that you're about to share. So I'm going to let you take it away.
That's good. Yeah. I use Canva on the daily. I've had it open almost all day today. And though I'm not really good at Canva or the graphic part of Canva, I do follow along for the updates. So they had some really cool updates happen in the last couple of months that I thought would be really beneficial for us to share. The first one is, Billy, that they now have 50 new IG story templates. So if you're using Canva to create your Instagram stories, they have 50 new templates there. Have you used an IG story template?
No, man, I'm probably the work, you know, this is talking about workflow, but I probably work dumb because I think I try to create everything from scratch with just their stuff in there. So I should go check that out. I could probably save a lot of time if I did.
Well, it would be interesting to know if anybody watching has used any of the IG story templates in Canva. So be sure to chat and let us know if you've used them, if you have a favorite one too. Another one is they have some new animation updates. You know, I've used the animation quite a bit on a couple of different things and making videos where you can have the graphics come in and come out. And so they've actually given you more control over certain elements and the duration, the direction, the entrance and the exits and all that. So you've got some new controls on the animations, which I think is really cool. Huh. And then a lot of people, Billy, you're probably like me with this. You discovered they moved the download button. Oh, have you discovered that?
It's like a share button.
Yeah, it's under the share button now. Yeah. And then when you do that, then you've got to go to the download button. So it's tripped people up for a little bit, but it's just important to point out. It's weird that they moved it there because share and download really aren't the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's not the same thing. So that should be called the really dumb button that has a bunch of stuff under it. But I'm like a serial clicker, so I will just click until I find stuff, so I don't really mind too much. But yeah, I did notice that, and it did. I was like, where's the download button? But then I saw the share thing. So,
I'm curious, how many things have you broken by hitting just button after button after button?
Dude, a bunch of stuff. Like, that's how I learn. I learned by just clicking around as fast as possible. We get a couple of people in the chat saying hello. We got, what's up, James Scott? Good to see you. We got our friend over here, Brent Basham, says Canva blew up. Brent Basham's over from OneSheet, so we're going to actually talk about that a little bit here in a minute. But yeah, any more updates from Canva before?
Yeah, I got a couple more.
All right, let's hear it.
Another one is, you've probably been in the same thing I've done. You picked a template to do something, and then the font, you have to change the font here and change the font there. They actually now have a feature where you can actually change the font, change all the font in the entire design. So if you've got a branded font that you use and it comes up in some weird font, you can just go select the button now to change the font on all the templates. So that's pretty cool. One of the ones that I'm really excited about, Billy, is the audio effects. Now, Canva has 25,000 audio tracks for you to choose from when you're doing audio inside your stuff. I know it's a lot.
I didn't know audio was a thing.
Yeah, so they've got 25,000 audio tracks already built on the platform, but now they're allowing you to use effects with them. So now you can fade them in and fade them out like we do on podcasts, on live streams and stuff like that. So that's a really, really cool new feature that I'm excited about. You can do it in seconds, and it's got a little audio bar at the top that shows you how to do that. And then the last one that I think is pretty interesting is, though you can't export to this, they are allowing the import to Microsoft documents. So you can import a Microsoft Word, a PowerPoint, or an Excel document. I'm waiting for the day. Hey, Canva, if you're listening, really like the feature to download the presentations from your platform into PowerPoint and not just to PDF. So importing them, I think, is the first good step. So those are some Canva updates. What do you think, buddy?
Yeah, man, I didn't know about any of those, and I definitely didn't know about anything audio, so I pity the fools who listen to this show or watch it, because I'm probably going to go ham on that, especially if it's free audio I can use. And then Brent, really good point, says global font change is a great feature to add. So I'm curious, if I'm creating, because I create like a lot of carousels in there, does it change it on every slide within that document? Is that what it does?
Yeah, so if you picked a carousel template that you liked and you're going to change the color and the graphics around, right?
Okay.
That template had a font associated with it. So you can go into that document and you can select change font and change it to whichever you want. And if your document was 10 pages and the default was Arial and you wanted to change it to Lato, then you just say change to Lato and the whole document changes. So it is, to Brent's point, it is global change.
All right. That's pretty cool, man. I haven't heard about that. I never heard of audio. I have not clicked around enough, apparently. So I'm going to go check that out. All right. Now we're going to go to our
creator highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's creator highlight is brought to you by our friends over at Maven Coffee. So once again, go to mavencoffee.com to get that award-winning micro lot Colombian coffee. It is a beautiful, beautiful coffee. I've been drinking it all day since 5 a.m., actually. So I'm pretty excited about that. Or if you're in the Wilmington, North Carolina area, head over to their espresso bar. I always want to say espresso, but I need to change that word. I just need to say coffee bar or whatever. So anyway, go check those guys out. And then our creator highlight today is going to Ross Brand. He's a live streaming strategist at Livestream Universe and podcast host of Livestream Deals. And he does several other things in the content creation space. But his main goals are to help content creators and entrepreneurs monetize their talent and expertise. We all like to make a little money. Help brands sell their products and services. We all like to make a little money, and then also help live streamers with hosting, promotion, gear, and show development. So if you have questions about how do I create a live stream show, this guy is going to be the guy for you. So go check him out, onesheet.pro/Ross Brand, and that is the number one, sheet.pro/Ross Brand. and go check him out. So yeah, Sid, I don't know if you know Ross or not, but super, super good guy, always helping people out when it comes to content creation. So
yeah, I do not know him, but I've read his profile a couple of times too, so it's pretty cool. I'm just waiting for the day that I can get up the rankings in OneSheet Pro so that I can get ahead of you, because that's my goal.
Not happening, because you know why? Because everybody listening or watching is going to go to OneSheetPro.com/Billy Thorpe or OneSheet.pro/Billy Thorpe, and they're going to keep me at number one.
Everybody, I'm going to head over to YouTube and drop mine in the chat real quick so everybody can click on my link, okay?
Whatever, Sid. Whatever. You're not going to get number one. I mean, there's some people creeping up fast, so I gotta get on it. You guys gotta go check it out. So I get a new little segment just for Fridays, Sid. I didn't even tell you about this. You don't even know about it, but it's kind of cool, and so I'm gonna play it. It's called Take This, and it's the takeaways from this week of episodes. It's ask your community, do they want product?
You know, when you have that process of creating consistently, then you can get into the repurposing game and you go back in and you figure out, okay, what can I make from the things that I've already made? So that's really how I look at it. I look at every piece of content as really like an opportunity, like what else could I do with it? You know, it's like an asset.
According to Nielsen, I believe it's 93% of the United States Americans listen to radio daily. So that's still a huge number. If you want to get in front of a large audience, it's a great way. And for all those who say radio is dead, look, I'm glad to hear that, because that means more money for me and more slice of pie for me. Because to be honest with you, most of the sponsorship comes from radio.
All right, so there is my Take This, all the takeaway, you know, some of the takeaways. Such a good week of episodes and content, man. These guys and gals that come on the show are like superior. I mean, they're just amazing content creators. So I decided, you know what? I should put together a little highlight reel every week.
I liked it. So. It was really great. For the first time, I saw all of the episodes except for John's episode. I'm going to have to go back and watch it on YouTube.
Oh, it's good.
But yeah, I bet it was. He's a great guy. So, yeah. But I liked that little clip. That's a great insertion to Friday's episode.
Yeah, man, it's fun, and I thought, you know what, it'd be fun to go back, and if people are curious or whatever, and those weren't, you know, once again, I go through, and I just kind of clip out stuff and that really resonated with me, but there's tons of content from this past week. I mean, you're talking 30, 45 minutes, and it takes a lot to organize this kind of stuff, man, so, you know, maybe I can learn some stuff today from your content creation workflow. We'll talk about mine a little bit, and if anybody, once again, in the chat or watching on Facebook, YouTube, Bullhorn, if you have any questions, comments, feel free to leave them. You can have your, you know, 10 seconds of fame. I'll put it on the screen or whatever. It's always a good time. So man, let's jump into it. And the first thing I want to talk about, Sid, is some organizational tools. You know, I think a lot of times content creators or myself, I'm always worried about, like, what's the title, what's the subject, what's the content. But, you know, or if I'm inspired, but then it's like, where do I keep all this information? So I guess my first tip with content creation workflow is to like have a place for your ideas to live and a system to bring them to life. So what's kind of your process when you're organizing? What do you use? You use like whiteboard and a notebook, don't you? You're that guy.
So if you're going to be rude like that, I can exit the live stream like really quick here. Okay. So, I mean, no dad jokes. Okay?
I was going to say crayons, but you know, I gave you white paper.
Yeah. I see how this day is going to go, Billy. So organizational tools. Well, I use a couple of them. I do use ClickUp it's a project management type software. It has some options in it. So I'll use ClickUp to go in and add topics, kind of big category topics that I like. But the reality is I used a couple other things too. So I don't know about you, Billy, but content ideas come to me at the strangest times.
Like taking the shower.
So yeah, that's right. So if I'm where I have my phone with me, I will grab the voice notes and I'll leave a voice note to myself about the topic before I forget it. Because I have proven to myself that I forget the content more than I remember the content. So I use voice notes. So ClickUp's first, then voice notes. But to your dad joke that you just mentioned, yes, I do use old school journal to, yeah, you did.
Called it. I called it.
You did call it.
There we go. A little applause to me.
Actually, does my Roadcaster work here?
No, your Roadcaster doesn't.
Can you hear my noise?
No, I can't hear your noises.
Dang it. Because I got a noise for you. But
nope, I can't hear them. They just don't work.
Yeah, okay, great. So, but I do use a journal where I write down ideas. And then most recently, one of the things I started doing is I've been working in a Canva document with content. And I've been putting ideas in Canva, like broad ideas. And then under the broad idea, I'll break down, like, let's say I come up with a, you know, big topic. And I look at this topic and, okay, what can I create content-wise under this topic? And then I'll just start putting things in. So I actually have just recently started doing that. So I've got a lot of places I'm capturing it. I'm trying to centralize it all into this Canva document is what I'm trying to do.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty cool, man. So I use I gotta look at the Canva document. Is that like made? Is like an ideas list template or just a blank template?
No, I'll tell you what I do is I just took a presentation and I'm so basically, Billy, I have a document in Canva. It's a presentation document in Canva that's blank. And I'm creating my content strategy there. And so I decided to add content buckets. And then after the content buckets, I decided to start adding topics and then breaking them down. So basically, I'm doing this for my VA to helps me with some of the content creation. So I will fully admit, I can come up with the ideas all day long, but graphically, I can't make it look good. I suck at the graphics part.
Even with Canva, right?
Even with Canva, I suck at the graphics part. So what I'm doing is creating this document. So I just got my buckets, and one of my buckets is sales. So on the next page, I say sales, here's my bucket. And then what are my ideas? So my big picture ideas. And then under that, I put down the smaller ideas that I can then create content on. That makes sense?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And I'd probably do something similar like in Trello. So if anybody knows what Trello is, it's basically just like, you know, a main card with cards under it or a main section with cards in it. And then you can move those through the content creation process. And so that's what I do. I have like an idea section, then I have a scheduled to produce, shoot, record, or whatever section. I have a recorded, produced section, edited section, published section, marketing, you know, checklist, all that kind of stuff. And you can put all those little checklists in there. And I think this is one of the things that if I look at my content creation strategy, especially being a daily creator where I'm doing a daily live show, is I got to stay hyper-focused. Or, you know, it's just like doing the elementary things, you know, all the time. It's like consistent application of elementary things is what's keeping me afloat mentally to be able to show up every day and create. But then also with my, you know, I got a fishing show, just launched a membership show. And so we are like constantly just pushing, you know, information and data and trying to continue to stay on top of it. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to do this daily show. So here I am doing that as well, which is one of the funnest projects I've ever done, by the way. Like, I really love it. So tip number one from us, guys, is to get you some type of organizational system. I think that would be the number one thing because, like Sid said, you get inspired at the weirdest times and have a system to capture the inspiration, either voicemail, notes, text yourself, email yourself. I do all those things. Like, I'll text myself, I'll email myself, you know, I'll do the voice message. Because I can't tell you how many times, man, I've walked away from the lawnmower and been like, oh, what was that thought again? That was good. That was a great show. Like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So get some organizational tools. Now, when we're talking about organizing ideas, are you solely just sitting around drinking cups of coffee and looking out the window and hoping inspiration comes? Or what's your process for finding some ideas?
Oh, this is a really great question about finding the ideas. So what's interesting about this is that most of the ideas that I have come early in the morning. And I don't know why that seems to be my most creative time. And a lot of times they come because in the mornings, Billy, is when I read and when I listen to podcasts. So that's when a lot of them come. Like I hear, like, I don't listen to your podcast because it's not worth listening to. But
well, I think this would be a great time to introduce my what the hell cam, my reaction cam, right? And by the way, if you like this reaction or the show, you can buy me a coffee because that's there. I might as well mention it. All right, back to your
I love that you're trying new. I love you trying new tricks here. That's cool.
I just literally made that up. I was inspired. Instead of making a note, I thought I'd just take immediate action because I knew I had that camera hooked up. So there we go.
So back to the question at hand. When I'm listening to other people talk, I have ideas. Like I'll hear them say something, and I'll think, "Oh, well, what about this or what about that?" Or my opinion might be different. Or maybe it's similar, but yet a little bit different than the opinion I'm listening to. And so that's when I get a lot of inspiration. So I'll write things down, listening to podcasts, and the same thing with reading. I'll be reading something like, oh, I really agree with this, or, well, this person, I don't agree with this at all. And then I want to be sure that I can capture that content as well. So that's when I'm most inspired to do things. And then the third time would be when I'm driving. Dude, it's all the time when I'm driving.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Just that road noise, man. That road noise is inspirational. Brent something. Says, please, no kiss cam.
Yeah, no kiss cam, Brent. No, don't worry. That's going to come up next, the kiss cam.
The kiss cam. It's going to be like right here, just like a GoPro hanging off my face.
That's yeah, too funny.
Well, I like that, you know, and that was my thing, dude. I was always this person where early on in my creator life, I guess, I was always this person who thought I had to have this original idea, this original concept, and maybe I could, you know, it's like, it had to be from Billy, right? It couldn't be from anywhere else. And then one time I met this guy and he said, dude, there's nothing new really under the sun. Like you can really, yep. I mean, you can dig as much as you want to into inspiration or whatever, but somebody probably, whatever you say, someone inspired that, encouraged that. Maybe it's a spinoff of something. And he, like, in that moment, really gave me permission to say, hey, it's okay to react to certain types of content. It's okay to share something that you've learned and put, you know, your perspective on it or how it's changed your life or whatever. And I think sometimes when it comes to idea generation that we're always like, you know, like, well, I'm not going to say everyone, but for me anyway, I struggled with this a lot as a creator mentally to say, well, if I say what this person said, then it's not really from me. And so therefore it's not authentic, but the authenticity is what this person said changed my life or changed my perspective or, yep. or gave me inspiration. Or I learned from it. And now I can filter that through who I am and share that as well. So, you know, I would say don't be afraid because I'm going to give you some tools real quick and some ideas of how to generate some ideas. And so the first one would be to, you know, one is like what industry or what niche are you in and what are people asking you directly about? I mean, people ask me about podcasting and live streaming all the time. So once again, that ideas system, just plug those questions in and answer those questions on your podcast, your live show or whatever. So I think that's a good one. So if you guys have any questions, be sure to put Q: in the question thing and we'll answer any questions we can about any of those live stream content creation things or whatever. Is there any other places that you go to, Sid, that you're like kind of digging in where your community's hanging out, trying to figure out what's the pain points and what can you speak to?
So I think it's always good to listen, as you said, Billy, to your audience, to your customer avatar, if you will, and hear the questions they're asking for. You can get that in a variety of different places. I mean, obviously you can get it on places like Clubhouse or Twitter Spaces. You could see it in real life on places like LinkedIn or even Instagram, right? But one of the things that I really like to do when it comes to coming up with content is I like to listen to myself. What I mean by that is, so many times we don't realize some of the things.
Personality number two, come on in, please. I need you.
Hey, Sid. Oh, wait.
Sid number three, come in. Talk to me. No, okay.
I'm gonna interrupt myself right beside me. No, but think about it for a second. A lot of times we don't realize some of the things that we say and how good or how powerful some of the things we say are. So I will go back and listen to episodes of podcasts that I've been interviewed on or listen to Clubhouse rooms where I've been on, and I'll listen with the intent to capture directly something that I've said that I don't realize that I said in a reaction to somebody like you asking me a question. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I bet you could probably go clip what you just said and use it. because it's good.
Yeah, I probably could. Can I have this video? I'll send it out to have it transcribed and everything.
Whatever you need, Sid. Whatever you need. Well, I mean, I think that's a good thing to go back and you should be. If you as a content creator, or we as content creators, not going back and listening to our own content, you know, one, from a quality, you know, quality control perspective and trying to get, you know, I listen to every show back. I'm uploading it right afterward. I'm listening to it while I'm doing all the work, the marketing materials, all that kind of stuff. And I'm listening because I want to learn. I want to be better. I want to get better. But also, you know, similar to what you just said, I don't take notes on it, but maybe I should, because there are sometimes I'm like, wow, man, that was like really good, dude. Like high five. Like your subconscious is really coming out there, you know, or whatever.
Well, you know how I discovered this, Billy, was somebody reached out to me. Somebody reached out to me and said, I just listened to this podcast episode with you and what you said about blah was really powerful. And then I had somebody else reach out to me just actually last week when I was in a clubhouse room about leadership. And this lady sent me a message that said, I just listened to the replay where you were talking about boom, about leadership. I just want you to know how in alignment I am with your beliefs about leadership.
Wow.
And I was like, ooh, I need to go listen again to make sure I capture it, because content creation is not just doing this. We all talk about the different types of content creations. A content piece of content you can create is a picture of you with a quote that you said.
Yeah.
And if it's just five words, that's a piece of content. And then you write some copy to go with it, and then you post it a few places, and all of a sudden you've repurposed what your own words, right? And so that's how I discovered that I need to do more of this.
Yeah, that's a good practice, man. I think it's a good tip for everybody to go back and check out your stuff and take notes on what you say and take that content and repurpose it out. I think that's a great suggestion. And one of the places I run to often is Facebook groups. Like I'm a part of a lot of Facebook groups in the different worlds I'm living in and creating content in, if it's fishing or if it's podcasting or whatever. I'm curious about what the industry is doing. I'm curious what, you know, really in my situation for podcasting and live streaming, like how can I help other people? And so I go into Clubhouse groups and I figure out, you know, I can quickly, I mean, very quickly see if somebody asks a question and if that topic is popular, because you'll have, you know, depending on the size of the group, you might have 50 other people going, yeah, me too, me too, me too. And then, you know, create a piece of content about that and then go back and share with those people, maybe privately if that a group doesn't allow you to share, but share with them privately. Hey, I have some thoughts about this. I actually saw this post. I went back, I created an episode about it, and I wanted to share it with you. Maybe it'll give you another perspective, because it's a lot easier for me to create this type of content, video, audio, than it is for me to like write up a mini blog article in a Facebook group. And so one, I've answered a question. I've hopefully helped somebody. And then two, I've created a piece of content out of it and shared it with potentially a new listener that may discover my show. So
that's a great idea. I've never thought about going into Facebook groups to do that. So that's a really cool idea.
Yeah, man. And I think you got to be, you know, it's always one of those things where it's like, okay, you got to don't be a spammer, but, you know, really, but go in there and I privately message people.
Don't want to be spammed by Billy is what you're saying.
Yeah. Don't be spammed by myself, my second and third self. I don't want to be spammed by those guys. So Nee, I don't know if you know Nee or not from Clubhouse.
Yeah, I've seen him in Clubhouse and seen him here. We haven't actually met IRL, but yes, I know who he is.
So he is the ultimate fan of the show and the ultimate troll of the show. So he's both in one. I don't know how that's possible, but he says, Sid's age comes with wisdom. Listening to yourself is good. I like it. So I'm going to have Nee on the show sometime.
Some love for my age is, thank you, Nee. I appreciate the love for my age, because Billy was trashing me a few minutes ago. So
I would never do that to my co-host. Yeah, what are you talking about? I would never trash my guest co-host that's donating his time to come here and make my show better. Why would I ever do that, Sid?
Truth. Right. Yes. Absolutely. Great question, Billy.
So a couple other resources, and I know you use some of these too that we got in our notes. Well, maybe you've used them. I know we've talked about them before, but you use Answer the Public quite often. I know you know about it.
Yes, I have used Answer the Public a few times. It's expensive, so I don't subscribe to it. So you get 2 free searches a day. So I will, if there's something like really burning I want to know about, I'll go out there and see what Google has to say about it, or what Answer the Public has to say that Google had to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, and Google's, I mean, a phenomenal place to obviously just go type in your question, and you'll probably find a blog or a forum or whatever, and you can go very quickly, once again, learn what people are doing. So Olney is saying, yeah, so anyway, I won't get into it. But yeah, so anyway, that was a Facebook group last night. He said I was a snake oil salesman and changed the name of my show from Creating for Money to Creating Daily. And I'm like, no, I still have Creating for Money. And thanks a lot for thinking it's snake oil. You go ask all the people who've made thousands of dollars by my coaching, Nee, and see if they think it's snake oil. So anyway, I'll leave it there.
Well, I'm actually with Nee. I thought you got rid of Creating for Money.
No, I just hit the pause button.
I thought Creating Daily replaced it.
I hit the pause button so I could hit the go live button every day. So I hit the pause button once a week so I can go live. But it's still up there. It's still got super valuable information on it. And yeah,
I'm just blessing your chops. I knew it had gone away.
Thanks a lot. So. Thanks a lot. Another thing too, so we have Answer the Public, and then there's a website that I came across called title-generator.com. So this really isn't like a place for people to go like ask questions or anything, but it's if I'm coming up with, you know, like podcasting or whatever, I can go put in podcasting into this title generator, and then it just brings up like all kinds of different potential titles, like 10 ways to grow your podcast, 80 ways Ooh. To, you know, whatever. Like it pulls in those ideas, so then you can get the title and kind of work backwards, if you will. So,
all right, say the name of that site again, Billy.
It's called title-generator.com. You know, I was thinking if I had, I don't have a way to pull it up here because I have a different window open at a different size. But anyway.
No, that's okay. I'm going to go check it out. That's a great tip. I like that. I'm going to go see what, is it free?
It's free, yeah. As far as I know, I mean, I did several searches on it and whatnot, so. Also, check out this. I got this little, let's see if it'll work here. Yeah, I got this bullhorn questions in chat on. So Ryan Seminole said, when starting a podcast, how many show topic content subject is a good list to start with? That's a pretty good question. So when you're starting a podcast, how many show topics content subject is good to start with? I will start out, and I don't know about you, Sid, but I try to have at least... You know, I'm trying to think of this way because I haven't started a podcast in so long that I didn't know what I was doing up front or, you know, I had to like really brainstorm it. But I will start with those different kind of like when I started a podcast that was about podcasting and live streaming, I had like the tech stuff. I had like the monetization stuff. I had like the marketing stuff, the growth. So I'll kind of do 4 or 5 high level topics. And then I'll do what Sid talked about earlier with those little content buckets and kind of So start out with 4 or 5 high-level topics and then break those down into, you know, like subtopics or whatever. And you can break that down as many times as you want to create because you can always dive deep into, you know, and this is one of my problems is sometimes I'll go like, hey, let's talk about monetization. And I want to talk about every way I've ever monetized something because I'm so excited about it. But I literally could be like monetization, sponsorships, then break that down to outreach, break that down to brainstorming, break that down to, you know, all these different things. So I would say 4 to 5 top line topics, in my opinion, and then kind of go from there. That'll give you plenty of brain space to mess with. What do you think, Sid?
Okay, I'll take a similar but different approach. So I have 2 podcasts.
As long as it's not imposing, or I'll kick you out of here. I'm just kidding.
Actually, I have the green bean now, so actually I was able to work with Ecamm to get that. So it's here, and I can actually kick you out now.
Never. It wouldn't surprise me, though.
So I have 2 shows. So my Amazing Entrepreneurs Club podcast has a top line topic, which is entrepreneurship. It's what the topic is. So inside of that show, we have 2 subsections, if you will. The first subsection is interviews. So we interview entrepreneurs to give them a platform to share their story, then to provide tips and information from their journey to help other entrepreneurs along their journey. So entrepreneurship, interview of entrepreneurs, and then under that, there's 3 other categories all in one show. That's a 30 to 40 minute show. So, and it's always entrepreneurship. The goal of that show is to help inspire, motivate, and encourage entrepreneurs to continue their journey and not to give up, because we all understand, those of us that walk this path, understand how lonely this journey is and how difficult this journey can be. So that's one section of the show. Then every other week on the show, we do something called 10 to Win. So now we got entrepreneurship And now we got 10 to win next to it. And under that 10 to win, that's a tip. That is some type of tip for 10 minutes, either from me or from guest host, about something that will help entrepreneurs along their journey. So I talk about high performance and growth in tips. I talked about social listening because it's important. So it's all about things that help entrepreneurs. So if that makes sense, mm-hmm. Billy, it's one big topic, then two subtopics, and then under each one of those would be additional subtopics.
And that's for every episode. Is that correct?
Every other episode. So the interview is one episode, and then the 10 to win is another episode.
Yeah, so I think you can take that same structure at a 30,000 square foot total, over your podcast as well. And I love that it's really kind of based on the format of the show. And this is what I always tell people, like, kind of figure out what the format is that you want to go with. Like, is this an interview? Is this co-hosted show? Is this a mix of it? Is it a solo show? And like creating daily is literally all three of those. So I do co-hosted shows, which I'm going to start doing more of. I got you. I got Katie Brinkley coming on for some of those as well. And then I do some solo shows and I do some interview shows. But I'm also creating every single day. So if I was showing up solo every day, people would be like, shut up, dude. So that's, that's kind of part of that reason. And then if I did an interview show every day, I'd be dead because I just don't have enough energy to, do all that stuff. So you really got to find out what works for you. And then what is the overall mission of your content, of your topic? Like, what is the why? What's the goal? What do you hope to accomplish? And I think that will help you kind of come up with those topics. But once again, make sure you got an organizational tool. I can't tell you how many times I've just missed $1 million idea in my mind from not having something to write with. So, and the last thing here when it comes to like idea generation is collaborations, partnerships, guests. Oftentimes I feel like, and I do this too, because I say, oh, hey, will you come on my show? Will you be a guest on my show? Now I feel the pressure to do all the work and come up with the content, come up with the flow of the show, come up with the interview questions, all this kind of stuff. When actuality, if I could take a step back and say, hey, Sid, what are three topics? And this is what I do with Creating Daily. Like, I don't come up with the show topics. I ask, hey, what are three topics that you want to talk about? And then I collaborate with people who come on the show and do that. And then I can go research those topics if I want to, or just ask questions about it or whatnot. So, lean on your collaborations, lean on those partnerships, lean on those guests as well, and allow them to have a voice into the show and some investment creatively and put that into your format. So that's kind of my thoughts on, like those idea, sparking events or whatever.
Yeah. So I think collaboration is important. That's what we're doing right now. We're collaborating on this, right?
Exactly.
We've collaborated on a lot of different things, clubhouse rooms and other things. So collaboration is good. It's fun. Personally, for me, I think I told you this last night, Billy, I'm not a fan of solo shows, though I do them. I just like the energy that comes from talking to someone and having a conversation with someone, whether it's me interviewing them or we're collaborating like we're doing now on a live stream or on a LinkedIn audio, whatever it might be. I just like that collaboration. So I thrive in that environment. So I'm always going to try to do it. The thing that I would tell you about collaboration itself is just to be sure that you're collaborating with the right people on the right topics. And
that's a show idea. Write that down. Billy number three, write that down.
I thought you were talking to me. Like, do I look like your assistant? I'm not writing it down. It's your live stream, not mine.
Write that down, Sid. That's our show. That's our next show topic is collaborations.
Yeah, it is. Collaborate with the right people on the right topics at the right time. And don't be afraid to, if the collaboration doesn't feel good or it doesn't feel like it's working for you, it's your show, then stop the collaboration, okay?
Yeah.
And so I think it's just really important to be sure that also the collaboration is congruent with you. I mean, the last thing you want to do is have a collaboration with somebody where you disagree on every topic. That's not a collaboration. Yeah. That's like a debate, right? So just make sure the collaboration is good and try it. If it works, then keep doing it. And if not, then move on. Find someone else that's to collaborate with.
And that's why Sid's only on one show a week, because I was debating him all the time.
Well, actually, that's not true. You asked me to be on every day, and I told you I was too busy for nonsense of a daily show, and I had too much work to do.
Running a business, taking care of your family, like, it sounds stupid. Like, I don't know what's more important than creating daily. Like, come on.
I know. I actually need to get my priorities in line, because obviously they're out of line.
Yeah, give me your wife's phone number. I'll explain it to her. She doesn't understand. All right, let's jump into a couple more topics. And once again, if you're joining the live stream, what we're talking about is really just the content creation workflow and kind of what we do. So we've talked about organizational tools. How do you create, you know, ideas? Like, how do you generate these ideas? Because oftentimes, you know, sometimes we focus on the thing of like, what microphone am I using? What system? What website? Where's my web domain? All this kind of stuff. But there's a lot of steps to the content creation process that's going to keep you around longer, so you don't pod fade, or I'm going to make up some live stream fade. I think maybe stream I can say fade. That. Stream fade. Stream fade. Is that? Like, I've never heard that before, right? There we go.
We just made it up. Sounds good to me.
We just did. So the next thing to kind of keep you from doing that, or keeping me anyway, I'm going to say, you know, this is all from personal perspective. Like, I didn't curate this list because I took some class on the internet. Like, it was literally just crap that I learned along the way of being a content creator. But it's to really own my calendar. And I think as a content creator, if we're not careful, we can get owned by the content creation process and not own it. And I've been there before where I'm a rat on a wheel and I'm trying to figure out, okay, how am I going to create this because I need it to go out right now versus I got 10, 15, 12 episodes, whatever, in the bank. So let's talk about that, because I know you as a business coach, you're probably really uptight about this, if I had to imagine, about time management. If it's on my calendar, I can't do it.
Yes, I do have a bit of a stickler for my calendar. And here's the reason why. My clients have access to my calendar. And if I don't control my calendar, they do. So like, I set certain dates for things to happen. Like the Amazing Entrepreneurs Club, the podcast is only available to be recorded on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So yeah, when you schedule, that only options are Tuesdays and Thursdays. But by the same token, my clients are only available to schedule on Mondays and Wednesdays.
Yeah.
So if you're a client of mine and you have a link, you can only schedule appointments on Mondays and Wednesdays. That's by design. And other times I block my calendar off. Like you know this, and I've talked about this before, from 11 o'clock through the end of the day on Fridays, my calendar is blocked off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So nobody can schedule anything.
Well, man, and I think that's what we got to do as content creators. We got to treat this content creation process. And some content creators are going to go, well, I'm not inspired at 2 o'clock in the afternoon when I actually have time, but you got to figure it out. Cause I'm not always inspired when I hit the go live button, but when I hit the go live button, I just know like, hey, it's on. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to make a living doing. So I got to show up. I got to be consistent. I got to be on my game. I got to be organized. I mean, there's plenty of days already 3 weeks into this show that I woke up like, God, do I want to just go make a run sheet right now? The answer is no, I don't. But I push myself and I go, come on, dude, this is what you really want to do. It's kind of like going to the gym a little bit. So schedule this stuff into your calendar. And I really recommend doing it at the same time each week. Just like you said, you got Tuesdays and Thursdays. My co-host for our fishing show, we're typically Wednesday nights that we're recording for our regular podcast. Monday nights we're recording for our content, our membership only podcast. And that's just what we do. We got those, you know, 4 hours or whatever every week set aside, and it's non-debatable. It's non-negotiable in my calendar. My family knows it. My friends know it. Everybody knows, like, Billy is just unavailable on these days because he's a content creator. This is what he does. This is what he wants. So he's going to have to do that. So pick a day and a time and create, you know, and it could change. I mean, nothing's set in stone, but I know creating daily is a lot more fun because I know it's coming up at 2 o'clock every day. If I was just like, and I did this with Clubhouse, I'd be like, yeah, I'm just going to start a room. I wasn't really inspired, motivated, organized. I did a room like this yesterday. I couldn't go on because power was out, and I just decided, well, I'm just going to do a Clubhouse room. And that Clubhouse room suffered. If you went back and listened to it, you'd be like, nah, this isn't that good because I wasn't on my game. I wasn't focused.
Sure. You had a lot of distractions happening with you.
Yeah, I was like, power out, sitting in the dark, like, let's do a Clubhouse room. I'm bored.
Well, there are a lot of benefits to scheduling, not just the creation of the content itself, but also scheduling the content like this, right? Because what happens is people as the audience and as the community builds, they know that every day Billy's going to be live at 2 o'clock Eastern time. And if they, whatever reason, can't catch it, they can watch it on YouTube or wherever they want to watch the replay. And so then there becomes a consistency. Like, I have it on my calendar. Billy's live. I can't always attend, but I do have it on my calendar. that you're live so that I know that I can come watch. That's like I said, I missed John's yesterday because of a previous commitment, but I know the replay is there that I can go watch it. So,
and Sid, I love what you said. My show is on your calendar. If you're listening or watching this, put my show on your calendar too. Be more like Sid.
Shoot, I said that out loud.
Yeah, you did. Said that out loud. I'm honored to be on your calendar with my show. I love that. I love that. I mean, but
that goes to show,
even on the consumer side, as being a content consumer, we do this. We schedule time to watch American Idol or watch The Voice. I mean, those are the only two shows I really watch, or watch whatever murder mystery show or whatever you're into. So why not schedule your own content creation process? So put it on the same time, same week, same calendar. And then do this for your editing time. I do this as well for editing. I know I got shows due. I want to put them out. I want to get them pre-scheduled, published dates, times. All this consistency matters because just like you just now said, hey, your show's on my calendar at 2 p.m. every day. And if I can make it, I want to make it to support you as a creator, to check out the show, whatever. And that's what other people's audience members are doing as well in their community. Is they're blocking these times on their calendars to show up. And if you're not there, you cannot be there once. Maybe I wasn't there once yesterday, but if I wasn't there today and I wasn't motivated, I had a long day yesterday. I was like, yeah, I woke up this morning, 5 a.m. I'm like, I could easily make the excuse. I haven't had power in almost 2 days and I can just take another day off. But I know if I did that, people would be like, dude, what's happening? Like, it would fall off. And then, you know, Monday, it would be even easier for me to go, well, what's one more day? What's one more day to take off, you know? So
you had to push through it, right? You had to push through it because that's the topic. We're talking about pod fading or stream fading, whatever we want to call it.
Yeah.
How do you avoid it? I think something that I think is important is to schedule in breaks. Like
that's
if you
good.
Can yeah. record and get 4 to 6 weeks ahead. Now you can't because it's a live show, but if you were able to record and get 4 to 6 weeks ahead, then you could take a couple of weeks off and give yourself a break from seeking guests or creating the show flow, whatever it is you're doing, and give yourself a little bit of a break. We all need it. And I think that's an important habit to get into, is giving yourself a break.
Yeah, man, that's good. And that does come from batch recording. And so that's what I do on my fishing show. We batch record. I think we're like 7 or 8 weeks ahead, which is just phenomenal. It's like, it not only is it awesome that I don't have to think about it, it just feels good. It feels like I've made my bed or something, you know, whatever, you know, like they make your bed every morning and feel productive. I still don't do that, but that's what it feels like. It feels good to know I've accomplished something, that I'm winning when it comes to certain projects that I will batch record every chance I get.
So, because it's all done, right? It's all done. It's all scheduled. Yeah. It's all up there. It just kind of magically happens. And you're not running around at the last minute trying to do this and get it edited or get this posted or write the show notes or whatever it is you're trying to do. It's already there and it's just flowing. So you take a couple of weeks and then you start back again to get back to, you know, 7, 8 weeks ahead. So it's a really, really good practice to batch record and to get ahead. No doubt.
Yeah. I love it, man. It was probably one of the things that like saved me in the content creation world, because I didn't feel running and gunning every single week doing a show. And I had done that in the past with my own shows or whatever. And that's primarily due to having a good co-host too, a good co-host that handles some of the half the work. So it makes it a little bit easier. And I do all the production stuff as well, but we could get into that at another time. But man, we've had a lot of great conversation. I think there's a lot of good takeaways, you know, for people in this episode. We did have another segment of conversation, but I'm going to leave it for next time because we've talked about, you know, like the marketing aspect. And I think that could be a whole episode of its own, because that is a whole nother.
Yes.
There's a whole nother workflow in itself, mm-hmm. is getting your show out there, getting noticed. All those kinds of things. So Sid, is there anything, and I ask this question every day, but is there anything that I didn't set you up to share that you're like, maybe we should touch on this for a few minutes?
Well, now that I've got the microphone, let me turn my music on here and take control of the show. Let me get you kicked out. No, man, I thought it was great. I loved the flow of the show. I really appreciate the things we talked about. And you're spot on. marketing and doing things related to building your show, it's a full show all by itself, because there's so much to talk about. There's so much to do, and there's so much to consider in order to build your brand, to build your following, and to grow your show. And that, Billy, I think it ties directly into what we just finished talking about, which is the fading aspect. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marketing, or the lack of downloads or the lack of viewership, does drive people to fading. So if we could provide, maybe if not next Friday or the Friday after that, some tips or insights to help people really grow their show through marketing, I think that'd be a really good segment. So
That'd be a good show. I think we'll definitely put that on the list. And then also, man, speaking of that, I do want to mention this when it comes to workflow. Like, figure out what you really like. And I would say, if you're a new creator, or if you're trying to figure out your format or your show or whatever, it's like, you know, in my opinion, you should learn all the processes to some degree. You should know, or at least be able to communicate around them. But then after you do that, then figure out what you really want to do and what you can afford to offload to someone else, and get a partner in the sense of, hey, I'm going to pay somebody to edit my show, produce my show, upload it. Because that is really, in my opinion, not my funnest part. And I'm getting to the place where, you know, we're doing financially, because I'm always this weird person where I'm like, if I'm not making money off this, I ain't paying nobody to do it for me until I start making money off of it. But once I get to that place where I'm like, okay, now we're content creators. Now we got a team of people. But put that on your goal list. If you hate doing some of the stuff, don't let it stop you from doing what you love. Figure out how you can get somebody else to help you with that. And so I would leave people with that to say, that is an option. Like, if you look at this list of stuff we talked about and said, holy crap, I don't want to create content. Like, this is a lot of stuff. It is a lot of stuff. It's a big chunk of your time. But there's people out there that will help you, and services that will make it happen. And I know you have experience with that too, Sid. Like,
yes. I did something a little bit different than what you just talked about though, Billy. I attempted very poorly to edit and to do that.
Well, you attempted it at least.
Yeah, I'm like, this is for the birds. And so I said, no, I'm not doing this. And so I quit doing it. I mean, I only did it like once or twice. And I had this, I remember very vividly, Audio something was the software that I had downloaded to do it. And it had all these tracks up there, and then all these things and icons, and they didn't tell you what the icon was. And I was trying, and I was like, oh, this is, no, I'm not doing this. And I outsourced immediately. But I do have one final thing, Billy, I'd like to share with everybody that's listening. Okay. So, you know, Billy and I have a lot of fun together. We have a great friendship, a little bit of competitive nature. So with that, please head over to onesheet.pro/Sid Meadows and click my profile to boost me up above Billy. Okay.
So
onesheet.pro.
Wow. There you go. You know what? I will do that. I will have some pity and mercy on you, because you are like falling down the ranks.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, onesheet.pro/Billy Thorpe, and then you can go find Sid Meadows. You can find Sid Meadows through my profile. I'll have him on there.
Oh, my goodness. You thought I was being serious, right?
You are being serious. No, I didn't think you were being serious.
But you really thought I was being really serious.
I thought you were about to drop some gems. I was taking notes.
I know. I got to zoom in just on me, so that's really cool.
I know. I gave you the spotlight and everything, and then you just pooped right on me. All right.
If I had a mute button and I could mute you, it would have been really even better. So,
a lot of people try to mute me in their life, but they just can't. There's a lot of people with you. So, Nee says hire Billy. Do not hire Billy. Billy is not the production guy. He's not helping you with that. Okay. He's got his own.
Don't hire Sid either, for sure.
But you might be able to hire Nee. So, I know he does it. I don't know how much he does it, because I know he's working full time as well. But he says editing audio this can be a pain. Yeah, it is a pain.
Nee, I liked you until this comment.
Wait, what does this say?
Help Papa Sid. Okay, I'll take the old man jokes. Bring them on. Okay.
You're taking them pretty good too, man. I mean,
it is what it is. I cannot roll back time as much as I want to. So can't do it, man.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, Sid, dude, this has been a really fun show. Thanks again for joining me on Fridays. And you guys check us out next Friday, because Sid will be back, and we'll be talking about some more content creation stuff, how to get your message out there, grow your brand, grow your message. So Sid, high five long distance. Thank you so much, man. And we'll see you on
the
flip
side. Have a great weekend, everyone. See you later. All right.
Thanks, Sid. All right. That was my friend Sid Meadows. Super amounts of fun. He's always a good time. Takes those old man jokes personally, but takes them on the chin, just like, just like Chris Rock. That's pretty good. Anyway, so join me tomorrow. I'm going to be back, not tomorrow, Monday. I'm going to be back Monday with my friend Monty Weaver, and we're going to be talking about selling live, or the power of live selling, and we're going to be talking about Amazon Live and maybe some other platforms, and this guy crushes it when it comes to selling live, and so he's going to give us all the tips and tricks, and also we're going to talk about some brand deals, I'm sure, because he crushes it with brand deals, and it's one of my favorite things to do, is work with brands, work with sponsors, that kind of thing. So join me Monday, 2 p.m. Be like Sid. Put it on your calendar, all right? Put it right on your calendar right now and tell everyone you're busy and whatever. And if you're at work, nobody cares. Just go to the bathroom at 2 p.m. for like 45 minutes. Nobody will know the difference. It's fine. And come check out Creating Daily. Really appreciate you guys joining. And then also one last thing here. If you want to buy me a cup of coffee or buy the show a cup of coffee. Actually, it's just me. It's just me, okay? Maybe I'll give Sid a sip of coffee for coming on. But it's buymeacoffee.com/BillyThorpe. You can go over there, buy us a cup of Joe if you want to. And tell all your friends, neighbors, all that. This Creating Daily show is awesome. Go check it out. I do all these call to actions at the end. But subscribe to our YouTube channel, please. I think we're at like 29 subscribers. Get me to 30. Somebody get me to 30. And maybe I'll buy you a coffee if you're the 30th one. Anyway, see ya Monday, 2 p.m. Monty Weaver's coming on. We're talking about selling live.